Great. My name is Susan Young. This is the December 13th meeting of the KPFT Local Station Board. It is the initial meeting of the 2024 Local Station Board. It's 7:06 and we are on the stream. Will the secretary call the roll?
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you. David Britton.
Present.
Thank you. Lillian, that's Lillian's, Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Thank you. Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis, present.
Thank you. Elena Douglas, Duncan. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Thank you. Henry Faust.
Present.
Thank you. Robert Gartner. Robert Gartner. Rob Lee.
Present.
Thank you. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Cheryl Lynn. Cheryl Lynn. Marianne Martinez. Oh, who's that?
I said she might need to unmute.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Marianne Martinez.
Here.
Thank you. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. Tori Mercer.
Here.
Thank you. Stuart Nance.
Present.
Thank you. Rick Nars.
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, I'm sorry. Let me interrupt. Cheryl Lynn says she's been in the Zoom waiting room since 6:30. It's possible she has the wrong, link. Otis, would you be kind to check the waiting room? I didn't think we had a waiting room.
Okay, can you hear me, Susan?
Okay, is that you, Cheryl?
No, this is Debbie. Deb and Brendan helped get me on.
Okay, great. All right,
I'll send Cheryl Lynn the correct information.
Thank you very much.
I just did. Okay. I just sent her a picture of the sign up.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I had to get Brendan to get me signed in because I don't know the first thing about how to do this.
Okay. Well, will the secretary continue the roll call? And we obviously have to come back to a couple of people.
Frank Fratka. Frank Fratka.
He's requested.
Jane Scheidler. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Thank you. Debbie Smith.
Present.
Thank you. Bill Stone.
Bill Stone, present. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard Uzel here. Egberto Willis. Egberto Willis. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you. Let's see. I've got Elaine Duncan. Are you here tonight? She'd probably come in later. Robert Gardner. Robert. And then Cheryl Lynn. Cheryl, make it on. Well, she can tell us when she gets here. You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Wonderful. Okay. The first is a, request for excused absences. What we do is if people have written us in advance requesting an excused absence, we consider whether to approve those excused absences. Note that three unexcused absences in a row are grounds under the bylaws to immediately lose your position as a an LSB member. We've had two requests for excused absences. One is Lillian Kerr, the other is Frank Pratka. Is there any objection to excusing their absences? Hearing none, they're excused. Agenda approval. The agenda has been sent out to you before. I will read it quickly. Agenda approval is first, minutes approval, elect chair and secretary pro tem, and that's for this meeting. Officer nominations for 2024. So we elect four officers. We'll get into the procedure when we get to that point. We must have half an hour of public comment required by the bylaws, and we set a time certain for that, which is 8 o'clock. We need to set monthly dates for LSB meetings, which would include in January. Venetia Williams, who is a former LSB chair, former PNB member, conducted the town hall meeting. She'll be giving us a report, IGM report, Pacifica National Board reports, new business. At the moment, we have none. Next meeting, confirm that it's January 10th, and then adjourn time certain by 10. Madam is there Chair, a motion?
Adriana?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I think that we should add there, a minute or 90 seconds to the new members to present themselves and say their names.
Excellent. Okay. So at the moment, we are approving the agenda. So what I think you're asking for is as a modification of the agenda, to provide time for everyone to go around in alpha order and introduce themselves. And I think we're talking about 60 seconds each. Is that right, Adriana?
Yeah, we're thanking the new members because all the rest we know. Thank you.
We know the new members. The new members may not know us.
You want to put that after the minute approval?
Yes. Okay. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we'll go forward. Minutes. The minutes to be approved are for December 6th.
I'd like to move the approval of the December 6th, last week's, minutes.
All right. Is there a second?
And you should have gotten them about 4:30.
What was that? Was that, Mike who seconded?
Yes.
Okay, great. Is there any discussion about the minutes?
This is Joseph.
Yes, Joseph.
Again, we just gave them the same day. I'd like to have a day to look them over. So I'd just like to defer them until our next meeting.
We're getting further away from the,
So is there any objection to deferring the minutes for one meeting?
Yes.
No.
Okay. How many people object? Should we take a vote on it? So,
I may be the only one.
Okay, if Richard is the only one, then we will go ahead and defer the minutes to the next meeting. Okay, the next item up then right after the minutes is we wanted to give people an opportunity to introduce themselves. And I suggested that we introduce ourselves all briefly because not everybody knows everybody. But let's make it very brief. Teresa Allen. Okay, moving on to the next person, David Britton.
Yes, I've been on the board a couple years, and I was I helped out Larry Winters on Spare Change, and I still stop by the station periodically.
David is a programmer. Adriana.
Thank you. My name is Eliana Casney. I'm actually a director in the Pacifica National Board, and I'm with KPFT at Pacifica, I don't know, probably since 2013 or something like that. I'm a permaculturist.
Adriana, we lost you. We lost you. You've muted.
Well,
there you are. You're back.
I was trained like an investigative reporter a long time ago, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph Davis.
Hello, my name is Joseph Davis. I was volunteer. I joined the station as a listener. I was asked by my union to support a show, so I ended up supporting the show Voices at Work, which is a labor rights show, for over 10 years. I became a staff delegate during that period. Mr. Ray Hill of the prison show kind of convinced me. He was a show right after us, and I got to know him well. Since then, our show has ended, and I'm now a listener delegate, and I'm been proud to serve and try to keep us within the bylaws and the law and doing what I can to try to get us fiscally sound. So that's it. Thank you.
Hank Faust.
Yeah, I've been on the board a couple of years, and mainly what I do is try to find sources of grants, and I've been working with Robin. So that's basically what I do.
And you're a professor?
And I'm a professor outside of this.
And I skipped over Elaine Duncan. Has Elaine joined us? Okay, not yet. Lyndon Foley. I also skipped over Lyndon Foley. I need to work on my alphabetization. I've sort of skipped that class in grammar school. Lyndon.
Yes, hi. I have served 3 years on the LSB previously. I was treasurer for 1 year, and you know, I was on the PNB for 2 years, and I'm back for more.
Tucker.
And you're an official glutton for punishment, I guess. Robert Gartner. Is Robert with us yet? Okay. Rob Lee. Rob? Moment, we don't hear you.
He's shy.
Rob is not shy, but you're like, you got a mute problem.
Okay, I'm present. Sorry for the delay. I've been working on it since 6:45.
Oh, hi, Robert. I mean, sorry. Let's go back to Mr. Gartner. Rob, go for it.
Robert.
Sorry.
To
Robert
introduce
Gartner. Robert, what we're doing, unmute please. What we're doing, Robert, is a very brief introduction. We're going around the table in alpha order. It was the suggestion of Adriana Casanave that we briefly get to know each other as this is the first meeting of the 2024 LSB. Robert Gartner, would you like to say something? I know you've got a lot of, there you go.
Well, the mechanics of this Zoom are crazy for me. I've got a large white hand now on the screen that prevents me from muting or unmuting. And, you know, constant problems, and none of you seem to ever want to hear about them. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, many of us actually have problems to a greater or lesser degree. Rob Lee, have you solved your problems yet? Rob Lee, we still can't hear you. We can't hear you. We heard you before, so I know you've got a voice. But at the moment, we can't hear you. Technical difficulty. So we'll get back to Rob Lee. Okay, I think the next one is Mike Lewis.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Lewis. I've been elected onto the board three times, and I work on the prison show with a captive audience, the Veterans War show with Captain Tom, and I do a lot of promoting at events that I work at, like the Houston Texans, the movie projects I work on, Houston Astro Games, and I help raise a lot of money, sign up a lot of new members for KPFT, and I'm back on the board again, so I'm going to be there to raise a lot more money for the Mighty 90 KPFT.
Excellent. Okay, Rob Lee, I'll come back to you at the end, okay? Cheryl Lynn, hello. Hello. I just married you to Rob Lee by accident.
Well, he's good people, I guess, so. I have been very feverish and still am for the last week. I apologize, my camera's off and that I don't have a voice. I'm here, I've been with KPFT, golly, for as long as I can remember, since the 90s. In 2002, when I whistleblew, I called Ray Hill and told him I needed some help whistleblowing against the government, and got much more involved with KPFT then. Did some commentaries, did other stuff, and went away, and I'm back. That's it. Nothing special.
Welcome back. It's pretty special to me. Okay, Marianne Martinez.
Hello, everyone, and I want to just say welcome to all the new people. And a little bit about myself. I currently serve on the Pacifica National Board as your representative, and that's due to expire soon. I've been associated with KPFT since about 2000, and I served on the interim local advisory board, served as the chair of the community advisory board for some years, and volunteered different ways around the station. So it's a pleasure to work with all of you, and I look forward to it, and welcome to everyone, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Sean Kelly Mack McPherson.
Howdy, I'm Mack, longtime listener since I was about 12, and I heard the station got bombed. I figured any radio worth bombing got to be worth listening to. I was off and on a member, you know, high school and college, missed it while I was overseas, and been a member, I don't think I've missed a year since maybe 90. Hadn't really thought about it before, but sometime in the early 90s. And I've been on the board a year, and it's been an adventure.
You've been on the board 2 years.
I know time is not flying.
So it's been such an adventure, you've lost time.
Not now.
Tori Mercer.
Hello. Long time listener. I started hanging out in the late 1970s. And so I'd like to hope that I can bring a long range perspective on Pacifica stuff. I'm a poet, writer, songwriter, historian, retired teacher, musician, and want to see where I can plug in and help.
Wonderful. Next up is Stuart Nance.
Good evening. I'm Stuart Nance, a.k.a. Intern Stu, a.k.a. Rockin' Stu. I'm the co-host of 50 Years After and new to the LSB as a programmer member. So I've been around for about a year and a half, but have a long-time relationship as a listener and member, and looking forward to doing great things with this group. Thank you.
Thank you. Rick Norris.
Hi, everybody. I am a newly elected staff member because I do a show, which I'll be leaving for in a little while, to do called All Day Music, which is on every Wednesday evening from 9 to 11 on KPFT. Started with KPFT back in high school, you know, found out about it, hung around, but became a weekly presence about 12 years ago when I became a, you know, volunteer with Sandy. And then moved on, progressed along to have my own show, and now I've been deemed worthy enough to be on the board. So here I am.
Welcome, welcome.
Deemed.
But good luck with that being deemed thing. Okay, Frank Pratka has an excused absence. Jane Scheidler.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Kate, part of my microphone. My name is Jane Scheidler, and I'm a listener member, and I don't know how long I've been on it. Some days it seems like never, and some days it seems like forever. I am a, as I said, a listener member, but I am a former programmer. I had a program in the early 90s and a winning program, I might add. And it was great fun. And I've been pretty dedicated ever since. And I'm just honored to be on the board and hope I can make a contribution. And bring my cats to the meeting. Thank Henry. I saw your kitty.
Okay. We're not going to count the cat people versus the dog people. Okay. We'll hold off on that till another meeting. Okay. Debbie Smith.
Oh, hi. I've been, a member since sometime in the 90s. I was on the building committee at Lovett for 8 or 9 years, somewhere around in there. I forgot. It's been so long. And we, you know, would put a board up here, board up there, patch this, patch that to keep that building up and not falling down. And then when we moved to the new building, Callie and Mike were stepping away and I said, I will jump on board. So I jumped on board to be the building committee. And for several years, I've been telling Bill, oh, I need to get on this board. I need to get on the board. And I finally made the jump and got on it. And so I'm very motivated. It's, I live in Willis, so it takes me a little while to get down there, but I'm very motivated and I'm glad I got to get on the board. I'm excited.
Welcome, welcome. Bill Stone.
Well, good evening. I wish I could claim all the accolades that George Santos has. But anyway, I've been on the LSP for the last 2 years. And before that, probably 8 to 10 years as a pledge drive volunteer, Sunday mornings from 6 to 8. Y'all are wonderful people. I wish you all the best in this new coming season.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. And next we've got Richard Uzel.
Greetings. It's nice to see these new faces, and I hope y'all will step up and volunteer. Supposed to give something about myself. I was around the station before it went on the air, helped build the first couple of studios. Then I went away for 20 some odd years, and or gosh, longer than that, 40 years maybe, and then came back. And I've been the secretary quite a bit here the last couple of decades. I'm just glad to have so many bright smiling faces looking at me.
Wonderful. Egberto Willis, have you joined us? I don't see you, Egberto.
I don't think so, yeah.
I'll wait until after Rob Lee. Rob, do we have your voice?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay. Apparently my external camera was causing some difficulty, so I've pulled that off. Anyway, Rob Lee here. I just real quickly, professionally, I am in the investment management business and did graduate work in economics. But I've done, as a volunteer, I've done a lot of volunteers with multiple nonprofits, including I worked for a nonprofit in the membership department for 3 years. And so I kind of have really enjoyed the membership side of things and have served as a membership chairman, on another group for about 10 years, although I'm off it now. So, I would like to be able to help on the membership side here, which kind of rolls over to fundraising, but that's kind of what I hope to be able to bring to the board here.
Wonderful. I think I'm the last one up. Susan Young, I have been serving as the board chair this last year. Both Richard and I were on the very first LSB, and I was 3 years the board chair, 1 year on the PNB in 2020. 2002, I was on the PNB, and then this year I've been the LSB chair. I'm delighted to see you all here. I have an extensive experience with nonprofits. So anyway, but KPFT and Pacifica are a huge lesson in discipline. So because we've got a lot of people who are very, very knowledgeable about nonprofits, bylaws, and Robert's rules. Okay, next on the agenda is elect chair and secretary pro tem. So this meeting, we nominate people for 4 officer positions. Richard.
I would like to volunteer to complete this meeting as secretary pro tem, if that's all right with everybody.
Is there anyone who objects? Is there anyone who would like to stand up and do that?
I second his motion.
I'll give you this paper if you want.
Hearing none, I think Richard by acclamation. Richard, would you be kind to handle the chair while there are nominations for chair pro tem?
Okay. Are there nominations for chair pro tem?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Matt McPherson.
This is just for tonight, the chair pro tem.
Second.
No offense, Matt,
I want to nominate Susan Young.
Thank you. I accept the nomination. So I think, are there any more nominations for chair pro tem?
If you need a second, I'll second that also.
Thank you. Point of order. Yes, who asked the point of order?
Cheryl.
Okay.
I'm unclear why we're only doing it for tonight.
We're only doing it for tonight because there has to be a secret ballot to elect officers. Nominations happen tonight, and then a ballot is issued, and we'll get into that process, but a ballot is issued by a teller who helps Pacifica, and the folks who were nominated are on the ballot, and you can have write-ins. It's a secret ballot. It gets tallied, and the results are provided to us, and there are 4 positions: chair, vice chair, treasurer, and secretary.
Thank you.
Okay, great. There are 2 nominees for chair pro tem. I suggest we take a vote. Mr. Secretary, would you be kind to take the roll?
Okay. Teresa Allen. You're muted.
Can't hear you, Teresa.
I'm sorry. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm kind of surprised that we're even voting on a chair pro tem. I just thought that that chair and secretary would just conduct the meeting to start. But I guess I have to pick one.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you're both great. I'm going to say Susan.
Okay, Susan. Britton.
Susan.
I couldn't hear you.
Susan.
Susan, okay. Adriana, you nominated. Joseph Davis.
Susan Young.
Susan. Did Elaine get here? Did Duncan make it? Foley?
Mac?
Faust?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Susan Young.
Susan? Gardner?
Pass.
Lee?
Robert?
Who?
Robert Lee?
Yeah.
Susan.
Yes. We only have one, Lee. Lewis.
Susan.
Susan. Just any old Susan? Susan.
Susan Young.
Lynn? Cheryl, you want to get in on this?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Susan's doing a fine job. That works for me.
Thank you. Marianne?
Mac.
Mac, how about you?
That young Susan is doing a great job.
Young Susan. Mercer?
Susan.
Susan.
Let's see.
Y'all gonna make Mac feel bad here. Nance.
Susan Young.
Susan Young. Norris.
Susan.
Susan. Jane. Jane, you there?
Sorry. Hi. I would hate to make Mac feel bad, but he'll get his turn. Susan.
He'll get his turn. You'll get yours, buddy. Smith.
Debbie, Susan Young.
Susan. Stone.
Stone. Susan Young. Susan.
Okay. Uzel, I guess I'll go with Susan also. Did Egberto get here? No. All right, Susan Young, who are you going to vote for?
I guess I should vote for myself, but I really would prefer to vote for Mac.
Okay.
I'll vote for me.
Oh, Susan.
Okay.
Mac,
so,
I'm afraid you lost, buddy.
The results, would you be kind of say the count? I know. I'm sorry, guy. Big disappointment.
Uh-oh.
Richard,
I got it.
Will you tell the count, please?
You noticed I had my shoes off, right? One, two, three, four. It looks like we have about 18 to 2.
Okay. Now we're going into officer nominations. And there are, as I said previously, there are four positions. There's chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. And we accept nominations in this meeting. People who were nominated will give you a couple minutes to stay. Well, first of all, to say, do you accept a nomination? And then give a couple minutes about why you should be considered for the particular position. And then we forward the nominations to a gentleman called Terry Goodman, and he will have a second teller and will prepare the ballot. Each of us will receive the ballot with the four office positions on there. And you put in a code so that you can identify when he sends the when he sends back the tally, you can confirm that your ballot was counted. So are there nominations for the position of LSB board chair?
Yes.
Cute, Luke.
McPherson.
Okay. So you're nominating Sean Kelly McPherson, is that correct?
Second.
That's Marianne?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And there was, I'm not sure that second.
Linden.
Does he accept?
Hmm?
Does he accept?
Was it seconded?
Yes.
Then yes, I will.
Excellent. Are there other nominations for chair?
This is Joseph.
Yes, Joseph.
I'd like to nominate Susan Young.
Joseph, I'm very complimented that you think that my continuing would be a good idea. I do decline, but thank you. I'm honored. Are there other nominations for chair? Hearing none. We will not, it is not by acclamation because there can be write-ins and there is a secret ballot. Mac, would you mind explaining briefly what your goals and talents are for the position of chair?
Well, I am entirely bereft of talent. but I am highly motivated to see that, KPFT, continue, its progress. We've made a tremendous amount of progress thus far, over the last couple of years. We were deep in a hole. We're on a hill. I'd like us to be on a mountain.
Wonderful. So right now the nominations for chair are closed, but remember there can be write-ins. Okay, are there nominations for vice chair? Teresa?
I nominate Cheryl Lynn.
Is there a second?
I'll second that. It's Lyndon.
Cheryl, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Excellent. There's a hand up, and it's 1438. Who is that?
Oh, that's Nancy. I just want to say you don't need nominations. You don't need seconds for nominations.
Nancy, thank you very much for saying that, but you're no longer on the board, and so therefore you do not get to participate in the board meeting itself. Okay, are there other nominations for vice chair? Hearing none, Cheryl, would you be kind to give us a few words about what your, as I said, talents and goals are for serving as vice chair?
My talents, I'm just going to stick with what Sean said and say I'm a little bit bereft of those. I have a really good heart, really good intentions. I care very much about diversity, which is why I decided to run for the board. That would be my priority as much as I'm able to do that, given the ramifications of what LSB members do. And healing divides, especially racial divides, is always my passion.
Okay. Nominations for vice chair are closed. And as I said, the nominations will be sent forward to Terry Goodman for them to be included in a ballot. Richard, you had your hand up. Nominations for secretary are open now.
Yeah, I would like to nominate Rob Lee.
Oh. I really, even though there isn't a second required, is there a second?
I'll second.
Excellent. So Rob, would you accept this nomination?
I would.
Excellent. Are there other nominations for secretary? Don't all rush, okay? The favorite position is to be secretary, right?
Right.
Okay, at the moment, we don't have any other volunteers. So, Rob, would you be kind to explain what your goals would be for this position?
Well, one, I can write real good. two, I hope and pray that Richard will assist me in understanding what some of those responsibilities are and just work with me at the beginning, but I'm a pretty quick learner. Two, I have worked as secretary for another nonprofit, so as a volunteer, and so I'm more than happy to do that, and I will just support the rest of the board and everything they've said. I'm in full agreement with.
Thank you.
Excellent. So nominations for secretary are closed. Let's open nominations for treasurer. Teresa?
It's with great pride that I nominate Lyndon Foley.
And I know we don't need a second, but is there a second?
I will do so nonetheless.
Are there other nominations for treasurer? Hearing none, Lyndon, will you give us a few words about why you're so anxious to again serve as treasurer?
Sure. And thank you, Teresa. That was very kind. as far as my qualifications, I do have a graduate degree in finance and I'm Excel spreadsheet literate. I'm actually very good at that stuff. have been the LSP treasurer, like I said, in the past. And with that, you get to be on the PNB finance committee. And when I was there, it took quite a while, but I learned just about, I learned most of what was going on with the finances of Pacifica and who was and wasn't paying their central services. And then of course it got deeper and deeper, you know, with what debt we had taken on before, you know, the years before I had got on the board. Let's see, I was able, when I was at the PNB, I was able to get a look at the books of KPFT, and, you know, we had a lot of legacy expenses and stuff, but that, it was all cleaned up, I think, by our near-death experience. And, you know, I think, us coming back alive, that our, you know, everything's pretty clean and it will be pretty, easy. The budgeting process ought to be, you know, not a whole bunch of fighting and stuff like that. So I think it'll be a real good, chance. And I look forward to continuing. Thank you.
I'm grateful for all of those who have been nominated and are willing to serve. Mr. Secretary, will you please forward the nominees for these positions to Terry Goodman so that he can prepare and distribute the ballots?
I will.
And then understand that there are, you can write in candidates if you wish to. We urge you to fill out the ballots and return them promptly. Okay. Our public comment is at 8 p.m. time certain. So we have some more time. We have another 12 minutes. Why don't we set monthly meetings for the LSB? Joseph, you've got your hand up.
I was just wondering if we could ask a question. I was curious to ask a question of Rob Lee since he's running for secretary.
Yes. Okay. Is there any objection to us going back to that point in the nominations? I have none.
No, it's not a nomination, just a question.
No, right. Okay, Rob. Sorry, Joseph, ask your question.
Well, you know, secretary is actually probably one of the most important jobs since you are basically writing our corporate records for this particular unit of the Pacifica organization. And I was just going to ask you, are you familiar with Section 48 of Robert's Rules of Order to make sure that you can include all the legally required components of our meetings and things that are not supposed to be included? So I was going to ask, how familiar are you with Robert's Rules of Orders and especially Section 48? Thank you.
Say that I am not familiar with that particular section. And as I had stated, I will get with Richard and have him coach me through the most important things. I'll understand the protocol and, I'll say this, if you have some comments on that, I'd be more than happy to share a draft with you until you're comfortable.
Any other questions for Rob or for any other candidates? Okay, moving on to setting monthly dates for the LSB meetings.
Richard.
Yes, Richard.
We have been, this last year we had, the year before I think too, we had, met on the second Wednesday of the month. And, I would like to just keep it where it was on the second Wednesday of the month.
So that's a motion to set the schedule for second Wednesday of the month. And may I add 7 p.m.?
Sure.
Okay. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
I second.
Okay. Seconded by Lyndon. Is there any objection to the proposed schedule? Hearing none, that's adopted. We still have about 9 or 10 minutes. And what I'd like to do is, Nisi, are you on right now?
Yes, I was just going to say, can I get this report?
let her rip, girl. So let me just introduce you briefly.
And I'm not going to turn on the camera.
It was on for a minute. Venetia Williams has been our board chair. She's been on the PMB, and she just rolled off of the LSB. We're very grateful that she has conducted town hall meetings for us. She does a superb job. Please give a report on the one that was held December 2nd. And a written report has been forwarded to you all. Go ahead, okay, Nancy.
All right. Then we have a picture. So I did send out the written report for the town hall meeting. I emailed it Monday the 11th at 1:49 p.m. So if you did not receive it, send me an email and I'll send it to you. My email address is Venecia, V-A-N-I-E-C-I-A. kpft@gmail.com. Basically, from listening to the members that were in person, the meeting was a success. And one of the things about the meeting, the in-person part of the meeting, is that most of the people that were in attendance were new people, and they had a lot to say. So basically, and I'm just paraphrasing this because I know every last one of you can read, and I'm not going to read four pages of notes. Is that okay with everybody?
Sure.
Okay. So the other thing that stood out was that there were only 22 people on Zoom and there were 24 people in person. Mm-hmm. Now, 22 people that were on Zoom, what stood out was that they are the usual people who show up to LSB meetings. And as usual, one of them tried to, you know how it goes. So we kind of shut that down. And I should have said this in the beginning. I have to give out kudos to Howard. Howard is the engineer extraordinaire.
Really?
Basically, he got there at 8:00 in the morning, probably before 8:00 in the morning. Everything was set up. Everything ran specifically on time, as we are a radio station, meaning that we started the broadcast at 10 a.m. We started the meeting at 10 a.m. The broadcast started at 10 a.m. and it ended at 12 noon. And he was counting me down, said, I'm going to cut it off at 12. So I was, I've worked with Howard before, and of course he does a wonderful job, but as usual, I just need to give him kudos because he's a one man show. I told him he needed an intern. He told me I can just do it all by myself. But the good thing about it is that we all stayed with him for about another hour to help clean up the room and while he was putting up the equipment. So, that was the thing that one of the things that stood out. The other thing that stood out was, and I'm going to just say fundraising, because this is a conversation I've had with several board members, other members of KPFT. They really do want that company to be gone. The company that we use for fundraising, fund drive, they want them gone. And the reason why they want them gone is simply because they say they are rude, that when they call in to make donations, they do not know what's going on. They do not know what's on air. And although they understand that this was a Pacifica move to ensure that there would be no fraud, they say, we can find a way to deal with volunteers taking donations and not worry about fraud. So that was probably the highlight of the meeting to me, because everybody was talking about it. Literally everybody was going on and on and on about that back and forth. Programming, they want the news department back. Simple Simon, bring the news department back. And the other things you can just basically see in the report that I gave which, like I said, it was emailed to everybody Monday, December the 11th. And I'm going to read the closing paragraph and all. It was a good networking opportunity for those in attendance. When the broadcast was over, like I just said, people stayed and helped not only clean up the room, they mingled, they networked, they got phone numbers. Some people have also already met outside. People have told me. One of the things that has also happened, and I'll send these out, I have gotten a lot of comments about the, about what they want to see in KPFT because they forgot about the meeting. And so when I get them in a format, I will send them out from people that have been sending me information from having received these minutes. And lastly, to start with continuity so we won't have to go through this again, the months for the town hall meeting for next year will be March and then September. I chose March because March is our birthday month. I always feel like we need to that is where we need to upplay whatever we want to do in terms of publicity for the radio station. And 6 months later is September, which would be the fall. So if we do March, that's spring, September, that's fall. That goes to our bylaw requirement of having two town hall meetings per year. And if we set it in stone, I mean, when I say set it in stone, I mean monthly set it in stone. Of course, we don't know where we're going to go and we don't know what the time is going to be. But if I think we set it in stone monthly, we'll be more likely to keep up with having two meetings per month. Are there any questions?
Good work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Niecy. Are there questions? Let me just comment that we've 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, we have time certain public comment, but I don't know how many people we will have for public comments. So, Niecy, may I ask you to stay for now, and we may come back, and there may be more questions and more kudos, okay?
All right.
Okay, so are there people who wish to participate in public comment? Nancy, I see your hand up, and you are now a member of the public. Do you wish to speak?
Yes.
Please, go ahead.
Okay. This morning we had a report from the manager, and this is required for Pacifica manager to give a report to the listeners, and half the time is supposed to be for the callers to call in and ask questions or comment. And there was only 3 minutes left, which is really not half a 30 minutes report. So I'm asking that the board and the manager be mindful of that's in the Pacifica manager job description. And we have not had this, except it was offered, I think, in January, and music was played, but nobody called in. So we need to have more time for listeners to talk and engage with the manager. And that needs to be done. Another thing is that for 14 years that I've been attending the KPFT Finance Committee, we only saw one financial document. It was the June 2019 telephone bill. And I think Lyndon Foley was treasurer at that time, and he showed it to the committee. We need more. This is not good. I hope this board takes their responsibility, the fiduciary responsibility to the membership, and demand to see more financial documents than just one, and be able to check and cross-check on the budget, on the budget lines. And if there's two or three items on one budget line, it needs to have a subline so that things are not just, you know,
passed without really checking and really understanding. The other thing I'd like to say is that the town hall meeting could have had and should have more promotion. And the part about the it's being archived on the HD2 in the December 2nd, 10 a.m. And the show is still showing Magical Mystery Tour and the Flower Power Hour at 11. The Magical Mystery Tour is 10 a.m. And that's when the town hall started. And then about 5 or 6 minutes of the 50 years after at the noon hour. So if you did not get to hear the town hall, I would suggest or recommend that you go listen to it. And part of that town hall, I don't understand, you know, we should have more more chance for people to call in and express themselves. So I don't know how it can be done, but it was not done last time. So let's try to do this on the air, on the FM. And if it's going to be done on the HD2 live, like it was on December 2nd, then some way to get calls from the membership or the listeners instead of just people who are on the Zoom, and more time for call-ins. There was
Nancy. Nancy, we've yes. got another person uh-huh. with the hand up. So we, uh-huh. if it's so, I'd like to put you back on the stack after Captain Tom.
That's
talks.
Fine. That is fine.
Captain Tom, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. I am a runner-up for the board, and I'd like the opportunity, if I may, Madam Chair, to introduce myself, the rest of the new board members, or am I allowed to do that?
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Tom. Would you repeat what you just said?
I said I don't mean to ask the question. I am the first runner-up on the voting that I look forward to the opportunity to be seated on this board, and I'm just wondering if I can introduce myself.
Yes, by all means. Let me just make a comment for the new members. Public comment is the time in which members of the public get to talk. We ask that people be civil, but there isn't an interaction. There isn't a Q&A. Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Tom Harper with KPFT for since 2016. Mike Lewis has brought me on KPFT as a volunteer. I am the producer of the Veterans of War show, and Mike Lewis is my co-host. Don't consider myself a member of public comment, because I do participate in these board meetings, and I've been doing that for quite some years. I look forward to being a member of the LSB, and I am right now first runner-up on the board, for the board, and I'm asking just, you know, I'm saying that I'm willing to work with all the new board members and our present board members, and if you need anything, you may contact me through the chair of the board. Thank you, Susan.
Sorry, you're welcome. And we're back to Nancy. Nancy, you're back. You can finish up your questions or your comments.
Yes. Hopefully that you will, I hate to use this word, hopefully. We do have some rules, and that all LSB members are required to do at least one committee. And you don't have to just stick to just one. You can do more than one. We have the Finance Committee, which is very important. The Management Selection Review Committee, which selects and reviews the manager and program director. And then we have the Outreach and Development Committee and Governance Committee. And the Governance Committee has not been active for 2 years. With the reason that of the majority of the board that we should be having more time for fundraising instead of governance. And so the majority ruled not to have a governance committee. But I think this board should consider allow people to have a governance committee, and those who do not want to participate just don't have to participate, but let the others do. But don't strike down the governance committee because you think fundraising is more important than governance committee. We have a development and outreach committee, and everyone is welcome to that one. We need to have a programming committee. I mean, programming is the most important part of our station. If we don't work on programming and invite the membership to be a part of it, then how can we connect and how can we help? Because we only have three people that are helping with programming. It's manager and the engineer and the programming coordinator. We could do so much more with a committee with members of our station, you know, interacting with the schools. We need to get young people in here making scripts, making carts. They could do history carts, all kind of things we could do. We're not getting younger, and we need to involve more young people into the station. It's so important for our future, and also the diversity. We are in the most diverse city in the United States. And we need to have, we used to have 11 ethnic shows on KPFT, and we have around 5 different ethnic groups now. We really should consider like reaching out to the public, see if we can get 30-minute shows. There used to be 30-minute ethnic shows, and we have so many different ethnic groups. I mean, can you imagine? A small 30-minute show of maybe 5 or 6 different languages, maybe on different on the weekends, or maybe not having once a month, maybe just every other month, a different language, bilingual. And then having music from those different ethnic groups and local news and connecting with us, what's happening into their home countries. I mean, we can do that. We can do that. And we did have that long, 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 long time ago before I found out about KPFT. One other thing is my big worry, my big concern is that one of the members, national directors of KPFA, who was on the national board last year, he presented that the programming of Pacifica will be directed to a central point of distribution. And that is just very worrisome. That means the station's programming will go to a central point and then be given out again on the stations. To me, if there's any editing or any censoring or any changing of a station's programming, that's just, you know, that violates us. I don't think this should happen, and I think everybody should be aware that some people, especially in KPFA, Berkeley Land, want this to happen. And I did warn this at the town hall meeting, but for some reason it was deleted from the archives. Okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Are there others who wish to speak in public comment? If there are others who come forward, please raise your hand, let the chair know, and we will go back for now to questions for Niecy about the town hall meeting. Are there more questions for Niecy? I think other than great job. Oh, sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I think you were about to say it too, but, I helped organize the town hall meeting a couple of times. It is a heck of a lot of work. I've complimented you. I want to compliment you. I've complimented the chair on all the work she's done. People who put in the time, really show their true worth. So thank you very, very much. Bye bye.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Let me also say that I love the recommendation of March and September. So that's something that we need to keep on our list for planning. Okay. Next, IGM report. Sandy, take it away.
Thank you. Hope everybody can hear me clearly. I'm just curious, besides Susan, who is doing other stuff, did anybody else not hear the report this morning? Just hands. Okay. See a few hands. All right. Good enough. For those of you that heard it, you know, a little of it might sound a bit repetitive. Sorry. So first, let me begin by saying happy holidays to everybody and welcome to our new board members. This is a very exciting group. I think we have already touched upon some things on your introductions that are very important. And that's namely goodwill, outreach and fundraising. And I hope we'll all work on ways and to work on those areas. They're critical to KPFT. They have been, they will be. So being board members, whatever else you're doing, keep those three things in mind and let's see if we can't design activities around those subjects. From an operational standpoint, one of the bigger things to happen to KPFT in a while, and certainly this year, 89.5 in Galveston is up and running. So, I think that happened just as we convened our last meeting, but, hey, that's working well. Stuart Nance is on this, Zoom meeting. I can see him right in the middle, of the Brady Bunch there. Stuart, thank you very much for all the work you did to get us to the Bryan Museum and make that connection begin. And it ended with a, happy ending. we're transmitting. So the Bryan Museum is our partner. There is no monetary exchange. We're going to run announcements for them and they're giving us air conditioned space on their third floor attic, which is very clean, one of the cleanest attics you'll ever see. And, we're broadcasting again on Galveston. So that's really good stuff. During our last drive, we picked up a $5,000 underwriting contract from the Cohen Law Firm in Austin. I mention this because we were getting about $1,000 to $2,000 a month, typically, from underwriting. This was the biggest single underwriting contract that's been placed to date. And we've got to thank Cowboy Dave Collinsworth from the prison program for getting this together. Cohen Law Firm is based out of Austin and they advocate for the incarcerated. So they're now funding KPFT in part. Sustaining pledges were up to about $19,000. I've spoken to an able contractor who's working up some pricing to install the bricks that have been delivered plus another tranche. The installation is planned for January. So the memory bricks with the engraved messages that have been collected to date will be installed in our front yard. We have now accumulated something like 325 square foot of memory brick. All of that has led to a sustaining pledge total of about $19,000 a month. That's significant. Our goal is $26,000 a month. We have more work to do. Our anonymous donor from the October drive is back for February and will again match sustaining pledges with $50. So we hope to again expand that $19,000 toward the $26,000 goal. Why $26,000? It's not arbitrary. It's about one half of our monthly needs. that cash is coming in on that basis. It means that fund drive days will be eliminated during the course of the year, maybe even a whole fund drive, namely the summer sizzle. So sustaining pledges from listeners are a good way out of fund drive days is the long and the short of it. As we adjust our budget and want to spend a little bit more, maybe expand payroll, go back to a staff of either three full-time and four part-time or four full-time and three part-time, but something in the vein of that mix. And we need additional dollars. We'll have to adjust that again, that sustaining number upward to be around 50% of our monthly needs. But we're doing good in that regard. And tell all your friends. And if you haven't done it, consider $5 a month or $10 a month, 25 or 50 for a brick, please. on the programming front, there's been a lot that's been going on. We've added the jam band hour with long, long time volunteer Matt Appel. He's been associated with KPFT for about 27 years now. He's on Friday evenings for 1 hour, 6 to 7, and also occupies the 9:30 to noon slot on Tuesdays. And pardon me, my voice is going out here. tomorrow, Amplify Houston debuts. This is a group of 501Cs that Bob Sanborn has put together. Bob Sanborn from Children at Risk. Some of these will be contributing financially a good amount of money to KPFT. Things are still shifting. Things are still not final, although the debut broadcast is tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA are definitely in this group, as is Children at Risk. There are a couple of other 501s kind of on the fence waiting to see exactly what this is. They're not familiar with the concept of radio, so we'll have to bring them up to speed. It's a morning news magazine show. We'll also include, you've heard Elise Bench, her news headlines in the morning. That will continue in this slot, and we hope to expand that. I'm talking to a couple of people about pairing up with Elise and maybe doubling the content or expanding it beyond that. We also have Thanks, which is on. I don't know if you listened to that. It's a wonderful program with Mint, and that's debuted recently. We'll have more new shows starting up, and just keep that going. Marlo's doing a wonderful job of planning around programming, the FCC reports, working with programmers, and steering around all those nasty things. Pardon me?
May I ask you to hold on just a minute there? Somebody needs to mute. We're hearing somebody talking in the back. It may be.
It sounds like
phone number 1438, maybe. I don't know.
I know I talk fast, but I know we have a little bit of time. It's not a 2-hour show.
That's Captain Tom. Captain Tom, mute, please.
That I watch on YouTube.
Okay. Captain Tom. Can we ask whoever is?
Next thing you know, they take out their spouse. You don't know what somebody is going through. They have
Captain Tom or 1-4-3. Captain Tom, can you mute? Okay, 1-4-3-8. All right, Sandy, continue. And I see that there are a couple of hands up. Go ahead,
right,
Sandy.
Right, thank you. I know this is. I'm going to get through this. I promise. So on the programming front, again, Marlo is doing a terrific job. As is Robin Lewis, just terrific job. The Outreach Committee is planning a couple of events. Please join in, Martin Luther King Day Parade, Art Car Parade, and they're looking for you to join that. So as new members, please consider that. Let's see. Thank you very much, Nisi, for the town hall and the town hall report. I, too, am going to pile on and say great job. And it's really appreciated. That went very, very well. In terms of our financial condition, Markeisha gave me a number, a bank balance of $188,360, including $34,342 of restricted funds. Those funds are grant funds purposed by the Brown Foundation. We have paid all of our bills in full this month. However, we'll still be spending about another $20,000. The big chunk is a little over $18,000 for taxes. Yes, taxes. I hope to go meet the new mayor and talk to him about this. I mean, seriously, right? So I'm going to try to get a meeting and see what we can do to alleviate ourselves of our tax issue. The way the law is written, we have to pay taxes right now. We continue to pay all our bills on time. Our credit card balance paid off at the end of the month. So we're in really good financial condition. Thanks to Teresa for organizing and the group that comes in with her, including Rob and others, to call lapsed donors. That's a very important thing. I hope we continue. And I know Teresa's planning another round of calls. So thank you, Teresa, for doing that. Robin Lewis has attached her report with all the specifics on membership and fundraising. All the numbers are right there. You have that report by email. I'll take questions. Adriana? Adriana?
Yes. Yes, Sandy. First of all, I really want to really, you know, the PMB, we have the numbers from the PMB, and I want to really thank you because you are from all the divisions of the Pacifica Foundation. KPFT is the only one that is in black. All the other divisions are in red. And we have the, for example, the foundation cannot pay for the audit. We are late, but we cannot pay for the audits. And we have unpaid central services from a lot of stations that is more than $1 million unpaid central services. Obviously, with that, we will have more than enough to pay a bunch of obligations that the foundation has. But I want to really thank you and remind everybody that you, as IGM, you have KPFT as the only station in the black in this foundation. I really will appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Yes, we're in the black, and the difference is we don't have a payroll. We have Howard. That's it. We got one employee. The other stations, many of them have, well, KPFA has a really large staff. They're, by the way, cash neutral, but not paying central services.
But the problem, Sandy, with that is that they need to live by their means. They have a right. bunch of employees, but they cannot pay for. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. You know, they're are showing the way.
They're coming to grips with it. They're coming to grips with it. And I know that Antonio Ortiz, he does a wonderful job. He's a really good guy, and he's got his hands full, but he's going to navigate that obstacle course. So we talk about it and once a month with Stephanie Wells, and he's on top of it. So look for change. Change is difficult, but change is coming to us all. Venetia?
I just wanted to say on my way out, you know, I always donated every year for the past 7 years that I've been affiliated with KPFT, but you, pitched about being a sustainer. So on my way out the board, my gift to you is that I became a sustainer. And y'all took the first payment out last month.
There you
That's
go.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Venetia. That really means a lot, right? Because if everybody that listened gave $5 a month, you'd be wondering how much to pay a GM and a program director and do it right. So yeah, good stuff. Thank you. Susan?
Yeah, I just have a quick comment about the whole property tax deal. As I recall what the situation was, Mike Martin managed to get, when he was board chair, managed to get a tax exemption, but it was based on entities, communications entities that got CPB funding. And when we lost our CPB funding, we lost that as well. It's not the mayor's responsibility or role. However, Quitmire Whitmire, Senator Whitmire, knows a lot about the ledge. So he may have some ideas about that. And of course, everybody would like to, for us to all get to be qualifying again for central services. That's for CPB funding, but there are a lot of barriers to that, including, listenership. So it's not a simple fix. It's just hard to say.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Danny.
That's okay. I look at our biggest challenge right now is outreach. You know, how can we spread the word? How can we get out there? And it's great to do these events that we do, but there's got to be some other way that we can be a little more widespread apart from our signal. We got some press coverage in Waves magazine in December about our return to Galveston. And it's my understanding, Mr. Gray is supposed to write a couple of more articles. He just did one on Clint Broussard and what he's doing. So we're getting a little bit of press, but as much publicity as we can get, we need good publicity. And they say that all publicity is good publicity.
not all, maybe. Mike, sorry.
Mr. Letting you know that the football season is still going on. Sandy, I go out to the Texans game. Unfortunately, I can't make it to Nashville, Tennessee. I'd like to see, the Titans and the Texans play because they're going to be wearing their Oiler jerseys this Sunday against us. And I think that's kind of, you know, nasty, but, that's a different story. But no, I'm going to try to keep promoting at all the games and events in town. I even went to Dickens on the Strand and promoted KPFT, and I'm signing up new members also in the club as well. And I'm interested in buying one of those bricks probably sometime next year. So just let me know, ballpark figure up how much I need to spend on that. But you still want me to continue doing this with the Texans, correct, Sandy?
Sure. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Heck yes. Debbie, do you have a question for Sandy?
Yeah, I have a question. Sandy, do you have a date that they're going to install those bricks?
We just agreed that we're going to wait until the second tranche of bricks is delivered, and they're shipping momentarily. So we're thinking early January. Kind of the thinking.
So they've got a design drawn up, and is there anything that the building committee needs to do to the grass in the area?
Well, it's not the grass we're digging up. We're taking the lighter color flagstone around the fountain, the beige square 18 by 18s. We're pulling those
right
up.
Right.
Because that's already leveled. It'll cut down on the job and the cost and all of that. So.
Right. It's got a little dip there closer to the front because that's where the water, you know. But, yeah, it's pretty much level.
That's exactly what the guy pointed out. You know, he said, I'll need at least a yard of sand. So there you go.
Okay. Well, so do they going to bring that or you want me to do that? Because I can get that much sand.
They're going to do everything turnkey. I'm waiting on pricing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So can we be down there to help them or is that just they're doing the whole thing?
I've seen this guy work. I'd stand clear.
Okay, gotcha.
they move and they shake and they go.
Okay, but they're leaving the fountain. Or are they taking that out?
There's no plans to remove the fountain now.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other questions for Sandy?
I've got a question.
Sure.
A friend of mine has a sign shop and we did an art car. For Extinction Rebellion, basically makes these big stickers. It's like bumper stickers, but, you know, they're the size of a car door. And I'm thinking, you know, oh, there's a lot of shops that specialize in wrapping cars that way. But anyway, this guy can, you know, he's a friend. And I think he would probably do it for free if we wanted to have a giant sign on the side of whoever, you know, somebody's car, anybody's car, 100 cars that said, say KPFT. So it'd be like, you know, 100 times the size of a regular bumper sticker, but it would identify your car with KPFT. And, you know, a lot of people would see it. It's like they see air conditioning repairman signs.
Yeah, they would see it. Yeah, I don't know about giant signs. We do have window stickers. We have those in. So if you'd like one, come on by if you haven't got one yet. We were passing them out at the town hall meeting. We're also printing window stickers for Galveston, and I've talked to Teresa about walking up and down the Strand, maybe a little bit on Seawall, and passing those out to businesses and maybe random individuals, you know, 300, 400 Galveston stickers, right? So that's on the radar as well for a outreach activity.
Okay.
I have another question. Another question. I remember, I think, Sandy, you mentioned the other day or something about doing another food drive. And yeah. I was wondering if you are doing that, can I get the, you know, building committee or some volunteers to come out there and collect on the other side of the fence if I'm on the sidewalk side?
We bring the foods inside. We have big boxes.
But could we stand outside there? And can I do something outside on the sidewalk?
Well,
on a weekend?
You can. We actually had Diane Conkling did some of that last time. So I'm sure we can figure something out around that.
I'd like to stand out there and get the people that drive by.
The giving is kind of sporadic, though. You might be there for a few hours and only one or two people show up. And then the next morning, there was a full box somebody dropped off. So
right.
That's the way it seemed to go.
Let me suggest that some of these conversations might best happen in committee so that all the people who are working on the thing be able to share those ideas.
Okay. Understand.
Fabulous. But no, you're the greatest. You're stepping forward always. Okay. Anything else for the IGM? Or are we ready to go on to PNB reports, Pacifica National Board reports? Okay. We'll go ahead those. Egberto has just joined us. Okay. Hang on just a minute. Yes.
I was going to point out that Egberto Willis had his hand up.
Thank you. Egberto, welcome. You got your hand up. Okay, Egberto, hi. You're waving hi. That's great. We're glad to see you here. We need to hear you as well for the recording. Let's go on to PNB reports, and maybe by then Egberto will have found his voice because he's a PNB member. Who would like to start out?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Oh,
okay, Egberto, say hi. Say hi.
That was my fault. This was just a commendation for Sandy doing a good job at the station. And secondly, I wanted to say, Tori, I want that sticker, so let's talk offline.
We'll do a politics done right one.
Yeah, let's talk about it for the door. I want that big KPFT stuff that has ride drive. But anyway, I won't take up the meeting for that. Good job, Sandy.
It'll hold your car together, Egberto.
Hey, thank you. You know my car, man.
So maybe it can be with duct. Could we have KPFT on duct tape? Okay. Hey. So, Egberto, do you want to, we acknowledge you're here. Would you like to take the first shot at a PNB report?
Well, with regards to the programming committee, we haven't been doing any much meeting. You know how that goes. We've been working with Dingman has been trying to get a national program put together, and we tried to do one a couple of weeks ago that didn't quite work out. But again, it's still ongoing. On the other committees, that's the only one that I have for right now. Thanks.
Okie dokie. Going back, maybe alphabetically, Teresa. Unmute.
All right. Yes, last night we had the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee, and we didn't have, the affiliates had submitted their budget, but we didn't really we didn't feel that we did not feel that people had had it in enough long enough time to discuss it and to set up an appointment for the affiliate director, Ursula Rudenberg, to be on the call. So next, we will be meeting next week, Tuesday, to discuss the archives and the affiliates budget. During the executive director's report, as you know, the KPFK building, it has been sold, and there is an arrangement for them to renovate the building and then allow KPFK to keep its offices there for 10 years, as part of that agreement. We still have units who have not presented suitable budgets to be approved. And that's pretty bad. And so I'm looking forward to a firmer stance on the upcoming Finance Committee and Pacifica National Board. We did spend a lot of time talking about the archives because we have so many tapes and we don't have the money to digitize them. And we have discussed our executive director has met with many people. I think we've approached like Library of Congress and Smithsonian and the Museum of Narrative Arts to reach some sort of collaboration for these many historical tapes that we have on file. Some of them we've lost from the early 1950s. But there are many other radio stations who didn't even bother to archive their radio shows at that time. So we do have some very special things on there. And the question is, why isn't somebody doing about it? And why have they been put into storage facilities that are not temperature controlled, for example? So that's one of the things that came up. Elections committee, perhaps Susan can give the report on that. The personnel committee, we have finished our evaluation of the executive director, and that's a very good thing. So I haven't even looked at the Pacifica website to see if they've posted the results of it, because it was our findings with our evaluation of the executive director were presented to the Pacifica National Board in executive session. And we made a decision on, and I don't know whether that has been posted. I will look for that, and if I see it online, I will make an announcement in a few minutes. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, Adriana? Adriana, you on? There you are. Adriana, do you have something to add about PMB? She may be off for right now. Mary Ann.
Thank you, Susan. The committee I served with was governance, and it's already pretty much shut down for the rest of this year. I mean, nothing's going on, and we haven't met. So as some of you may know, we're in the process now of transitioning over and electing new officers. And so probably by next month, once that happens, committees will get started up and we'll have a better chance to provide more information. But as of right now, things are pretty, Teresa hit on the main topic, which was the evaluation of the executive director. And that was the main focus of what's been going on lately here. But other than that, I don't have much else to say.
Okay. Let me ask again for Adriana. Okay, let me, I'm not a PNB member, but I serve. Oh, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes.
Adriana?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, like I said before, the financials show that the only financially sound of all the divisions is KPFT, and paying the central service that is so important, because that make the foundation pay their obligation. And one of them is the audit that we are in such a need, because we are not in compliance. We don't do it. I have only one problem with the PNB. I have more than one. But what I really worry is the secrecy. The PNB make a bunch of decisions. The PNB members, we directors, I'm a director this year, we are supposed to represent our stations and the membership. We don't know anything. We just represent the shareholders. And as such, we owe the shareholders the truth. And what I believe is that the PNB, this PNB, totally different with the other one, is against what is in our bylaws, is against what is in the California Corporation Code for Nonprofits. Directors are supposed to have total unrestricted access to all the documentations. And we, I don't know other directors, I do not. I never receive contracts. And when they send me a contract, they send me a contract without signatures, that all of us know that a contract without signature means nothing. It's not a legal contract. I believe that during this year, we have all unelected people making the decision from the board that, according to our bylaws, is the only one that have the right to make the decisions. Since the beginning of the year, when I became a director from KPFT, I was asking for documentation. Like I said, never received it. I believe that this, more than that, sometimes some directors don't care about the documentation, and this is up to them. I believe that this being called the dereliction of duty, because it's not if you want it or not, you must have it, because you are representing the shareholder. It's not by your own amusement. And what I really worry is that I didn't have it, and I'm still fighting. I keep asking, and I'm still not receiving the right information. With some of the decisions that were just really made, we asked for the contract to come back to the PNB, for the PNB to check on those contracts, because we are only the only valid ones that made the decisions, never came to us. We have a chair that is obviously was term limited 10 years ago. And between, like I said, two or three unelected people, they are managing the foundation affairs, and is in total darkness. Some of us don't receive anything, and we are not willing. More than that, we are not allowed even to tell people how we vote. Not just like other people vote, because that's okay. People don't want to say it, but I think that we have the right to tell our membership how we stand. No, we are not even allowed to do that. I'm really, really, really disappointed. I believe that this is the way that a small group of people decide for a foundation. And I really worry about that. That's all. Thank you. I will have a total report. I know that some of you and some from other stations were so happy saying that next year I will not be in the PNB. I believe that that is exactly the case. But we'll see. We'll see how this finish. But I will have a complete report for our LSB. Thank you.
Okay, we've got two hands up. We've got Lyndon and then Teresa. Lyndon, you're muted.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to know if the sale price for the KPFK building has been disclosed and what it is.
Reza, can you answer that? Or Adriana or Marianne?
We are not allowed to discuss those issues with anybody. We are forbidden.
Okay. I believe that when KPFT's building was sold, we did get permission to discuss it with the board of the LSB. Okay. It may have been in closed session. I'm not sure. But has the transaction been closed?
As much as we know, we know what they tell us.
Okay.
But we don't know the details.
Marianne, what'd you say?
We're not at liberty to speak on that now, Lyndon.
Whether it's been closed or not? I guess I'll go on Zillow and see. Thank you.
Yeah,
I guess so. So how about, do we know what the rent is? We're going to be paying, KPFK is going to be paying rent?
Still not in liberty to answer those questions. They forbid us.
This is like a congressional hearing. Somebody's taking this.
Exactly.
Okay. How much is going to be paid to FJC?
Same answer, Seth. Okay, same answer.
Thank you, ma'am. Who's going to review the archives manager?
May I say something? At the finance committee, if you listen to the finance committee,
last night,
some things had been said yesterday in the finance committee about the sale and monies owed. And in the last Pacifica National Board, figures were mentioned about how much was owed on various loans. But I don't have them at the top of my head, so I cannot tell.
Okay. Okay. I caught a little bit of that, but, I was afraid I missed some, but maybe not.
We have the executive director has been clear about that. And it's my bad that I have not written it down so I can tell you the specific figures that she has, that has just rolled off her tongue. If I can find her report, I will send it to you. In fact, I'll send it to the whole LSB.
Yeah, send it to the entire board. The public report that she provides, please send that to us all.
Yeah, thank you.
What was your other question, Lyndon? Oh, the archives.
Who's going to review the manager of the archives?
The director was in the process of evaluating all of the unit managers.
Okay.
It was temporarily held up while she had asked the unit managers to do preparations for the CPB paperwork, but it should have resumed. And this is something that I have been very concerned about because I think it should have been finished by now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you were just saying that we haven't, digitized many things. And yeah, I kind of wonder about that. I know it's a personnel matter, issue, but still just ask the question of, when is that review? Who does it? Thank you, Teresa. I'm done.
Teresa, you've got your hand up. Are there more questions?
Oh, I wanted you to know that the Pacifica National Board met with the two affiliate directors. There were only two that were nominated. And one of them is Heather Gray, who is currently serving on the national board. The other one is, I think it's pronounced Kaja Brown, and he is the general manager of KRDP-FM in Phoenix, Arizona, and he is with Desert Soul Media, Inc. and high energy, a lot of ideas, a real breath of fresh air for the board.
And if I could just mention, I'm not on the PNB, I'm secretary of the Elections Committee. The Elections Committee will be meeting January 3rd. It'll have both an open session where there will be discussion of what are the changes that people recommend to the elections process. Another discussion may go around the question of this most recent delegates election was for 2 years, whether it makes sense to change it into 3 years. And then the last is there may be an executive session to review the performance of the NES. Those meetings, only members of the committee can participate. PNB members can actually be on the Zoom, but members of the public can listen to the stream for those parts that are in open session. Are there more questions about the national board?
I have something else to add, Madam Chair. Adriana?
Please, go ahead.
Yes. One thing that we are trying to make the PNB do for now, the Zooms, different meetings are donated or privately owned. It means that it's the first time that the foundation is not in legal possession of the audios of the meetings. We were trying, we know that we have, Otis know this, Maestro Conference worked without any problem during all these years, and is good in a way because that the audios belong immediately to Pacifica, to the foundation, and doesn't break the chain of command. And one of the problems is this, when it's privately owned, we depend on the people if they put the audio there and can be modified. We are trying to make the PNB, because cost nothing, already the Maestro Conference is there. If we cannot have the Zoom that belongs to the foundation, that should be Maestro Conference. It's part of what should be done. Okay? But, well, like I said, it's difficult to, you know, to make people relinquish so much power when they have all that power and grab all that power during all that time, then we depend on them. And I think that shouldn't be, because the foundation belongs to the shareholder. We are only representing the shareholders. Thank you.
Are there more questions? Are there more comments from PNB members? Are there any more questions to directors? Okay. Hearing none, new business. I show that there is none. Next meeting, confirming January 10th, 2023, 2024. Oops. I'll come back to you, Stuart. Yeah, and which was we adopted the meeting schedule, and so it would be January 10th, 2024. Yes, Stuart, and then Teresa.
I had a question about committee appointments. Somebody said that the LSB members are expected to serve on a committee, and I'm wondering what the timing is on that.
The timing on that will be when the officers are elected. The chair will name conveners for LSB committees. And those conveners will gather together those who wish to, you know, start with the committees from the beginning and what your charge is for the committee. The national board does something similar, and the directors for the new year have not yet been elected. Directors will be elected were nominated in January meetings for the LSBs and will be elected and then join in the first meeting of the PNB. And I think that that'll be January 18th. And then they'll have to go through officer elections. But I'm hoping that it might be possible for conveners to be named in that meeting for the committees that are national committees.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair Adriana, when you have a minute.
Yes. Teresa's got her hand up, and then you, Adriana. Teresa?
I'm sorry. Susan, I'm sorry. Are we going to make committee reports? Okay, so I do want to say something now. Martin Luther King Day parade is the 15th of January, and so if you would like to participate in the parade with us, could you please contact me? Because we really should plan ahead for that, and I don't, would rather not wait till the next LSB meeting. So I think it's the 15th of January. And we're also looking for people who might want to participate in the St. Patrick's Day parade, which I think is this around the 17th of March. So we got to plan ahead for those. So please contact me if you're interested. Okay. Thanks.
Adriana, you had something to say.
Yes. To clarify for the new members, by December 31st of this year, need to be in writing nominations for the PMB director representing KPFD. The secretary need to receive the nominations before the end of December 31st, 2023. Then, obviously it will be an election after that, but, according to the bylaws, late January, the PMB convened with the new PMB member elected in all the different stations. And normally the January meeting of our LSP will, like Susan said, one that the officers are elected, we need to start having nominations to for different committees, some of them for the PMB and some of them for the LSP. I think that all of that will be sent by email, and then even the new members know what are the committees at KPFD and what are the national committees. Okay? But that is being done in January. Thank you.
Adriana, thank you so very much. That's an important clarification. One of the things is that if you serve as a, and I see you, Debbie, if you serve as an officer of an LSB, you cannot serve on the PNB. So the election of officers needs to be completed in order to know who would be, unless any of them are wanting to run for the PNB instead. But nominations then for the PNB by December 31st. And Adriana, where do those go? Do they go to the Secretary of the Board? Is that correct?
To the secretary.
Normally, yeah, go to the secretary of the board, but
of the KPFT board.
Yeah, the KPFT board. What the usual is that the secretary of the board, in this case, he will be will send an email to the entire LSP because we want the process being clear and every member knowing who are being nominated. And everybody can nominate themselves or can nominate other people. You know? And but to be nominated but the director, you need to be at least 1 year on the LSP. That is the only requirement for PMB directors.
Thank you, Adriana, for briefing us on that. Teresa, you still have your hand up. Do you have something?
No, that's a legacy hand. Sorry. I'll take it down. Okay.
Debbie? I think you had your hand up.
The January 10th meeting in 2024, that's at 7 o'clock?
Yes. Every meeting is at 7 o'clock by Zoom.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Are there any more questions or comments? Is there a motion to adjourn? Don't all rush.
Yes. You shouldn't do adjourn.
That was Stuart.
A second.
Still trying to find out how to unmute.
Is there any objection?
No.
No.
Thank you all. Great start. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We're done.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everyone.
Be safe. Be safe.
Thank you for your service, Susan.
Yes. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good to see you all.